So I welcome you all to this class on Srimad Bhagavatam. We will be discussing the Canto 7, Chapter 1, text number 48 today. Before we go into Srimad Bhagavatam, I would like to glorify Srimad Bhagavatam with a nice stuti or prayer written by Sanatana Goswami. So please pass on this. Would you please? So first I'll recite in English and of Sanskrit, and then you can follow me in English. Sarva Shastravadi Piyusha. Sarvedika Satphala. Sarva Siddhanta Ratnadhya. Sarva Lokek Darpada. Sarva Bhagavata Prana. Srimad Bhagavata Prabhu. Kali Dhavanto Dittitya. Shri Krishna Parvartita. O Srimad Bhagavatam, please repeat after me. O Srimad Bhagavatam, O nectar churned from the ocean of Vedic scriptures, O most prominent transcendental fruit of all Vedas, O you are enriched with the jewels of all spiritual philosophical conclusions, O you who grant spiritual vision to all people of the world, O life and breath of Vaishnava devotees, O Lord, you are the sun which has arisen to dispel the darkness of Kali Yuga. You are actually Lord Krishna who has returned among us. So when Lord Krishna was leaving this planet Earth, then all his associates, Uddhava, Vithura, Arjuna, Yudhishthira, Maitreya, they all became very sad and they started crying. So Lord Krishna told them that I'm not leaving, I will be with you always in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam. So Srimad Bhagavatam is not different from Lord Krishna himself. Parmanand Pathaya Prema Varsha Aksharayate Sarvada Sarva Sevaya Shri Krishna Manostute. O Srimad Bhagavatam, I offer my respectful obeisances to you. By reading you, one attains transcendental bliss. For your syllables rain pure love of God upon the reader. You are always to be served by everyone. You are an incarnation of Lord Krishna. So how beautifully Sanatana Goswami has composed this stuti. He's saying that every syllable of Srimad Bhagavatam rains pure love of God. Mad eka bandho mat bhasangim. Mad Guru Man Mahadhana. Man Nishtarka Madhbhagya. Mad Ananda Namostute. O Srimad Bhagavatam. O my only friend. O my companion. O my teacher. O my great wealth. O my deliverer. O my good fortune. O my bliss. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Asadu saduta deyen. Ati nikocha takara. Hana muncha kadachin mam. Prema hart kantho ya spura. O Srimad Bhagavatam. O giver of saintliness to unsaintly. O uplifter of the very fallen. Please don't ever leave me. Please become manifest in my heart and my throat, accompanied by pure love of Krishna. So again, there's a beautiful line that please manifest in my heart and my throat, accompanied by pure love of Krishna. So by reading this prayer or stuti, one not only glorifies Srimad Bhagavatam, one receives love of Lord Krishna. So today we are on the last verse of this chapter, which is verse number 48. Videsho daite putre.
Videsho daite putre.
Katma asmin mahatmani.
Katma asmin mahatmani.
Bruhme bhagwan yena.
Bruhme bhagwan yena.
Bruhme bhagwan yena.
Bruhme bhagwan yena.
Taladasya achyuta atma. Videsho deite putre.
Videsho deite putre.
Vidvesho deite putre.
Videsho deite putre.
Katham asmin mahatmani. Bruhi me bhagwan yena. Praladasya achyuta atma. Vidvesho deite putre. Katham asmin mahatmani. Bhumi me bhagwan yena. Praladasya achyutya atma. Om namo bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate
Vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate Vasudevaya. This nice verse, Sri Yudhishthira Uvacha, Vidvesho Daite Putre, Katham Asmin Mahatmani, Bruhi Me Bhagwan Yena, Praladasya Achyutya Atma. Sh. Shri Yudhishthira Uvacha. Maharaj Yudhishthira said. Vidvavesha. Hatred. Daite. For his own beloved. Putre. Son. Katham. How. Asit. There was. Mahatmani, the great soul, Prahlad, Bruhi, please tell.
Me.
Unto me,
Bhagavan.
O exalted says,
Yena,
by which,
Prahladasya,
the Prahlad Maharaj, of Prahlad Maharaj. Achutya, to Achyuta, Atmata, great attachment. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Maharaj Yudhishthira inquired, O my Lord, Narad Muni, why there was so much enmity between Hiranyakashipu and his beloved son Prahlad Maharaj? How did Prahlad Maharaj become such a great devotee of Lord Krishna? Kindly explain this to me. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. All the devotees of Lord Krishna are called Achyuta Atma because they follow the footsteps of Prahlad Maharaj. Achyuta refers to infallible Lord. Vishnu, whose heart is always infallible. Because the devotees are attached to infallible, they are called Achyuta Atma. So this is a short purport. So, title of this chapter is Supreme Lord is Equal to Everyone. Jai Gauranitai, Radha Krishna, Jai Krishna Balaram. So, the title of this chapter is Lord is Equal to Everyone. I will give you a little background because this is the last verse of this chapter. So once Parikshit Maharaj asked a question of Sanat Sukhdev Goswami. He asked, is Lord equal to everyone or he is partial? He was referring to the situation when Lord killed some demons. For sake of Indra, Lord killed many demons. But it doesn't mean that Lord is partial. Demigods are in the mode of goodness and they do pious activities. So Lord is very pleased when someone does the pious activities. But demons are in mode of ignorance. In mode of ignorance, they do all kind of nonsense things like enjoy material senses, tease sages, go after living entities, make everyone disturbed. So all these activities are not good for the spiritual life. And Lord is not pleased with inauspicious activities. He becomes very unhappy when such things happen. So because demons are in mode of ignorance, they are not very favorable to Lord Krishna. While demigods, they perform auspicious activities most of the time, so Lord is very pleased with them. And He will sometimes favor the demigods. Although demons are nasty people, sometimes Lord even will favor them. For example, Putna, she came to Nand Maharaj's house to kill Lord Krishna. She smeared deadly poison on her breast, and she came to Nand Maharaj's house, and Lord Krishna sucked her breast and killed her. But after leaving this body, Krishna treated her like his own mother. After leaving this body, he attained the same position as Mother Yashoda. So Lord is so merciful that even demons, they will do unauspicious activities, and still Lord will be very pleased with them. There is also example of Shishupal. Shishupal was very envious of Lord Krishna for three births. Like Kamsa, he always thought in terms of killing Lord Krishna. The same way, Shishupal was always envious of Lord Krishna. But still Lord Krishna is so merciful that He gave later on liberation to him. This katha goes like this. One time Narad Muni came to Lord Krishna and he requested Lord Krishna to attend the Rajasuya Yagya to be performed by Yudhishthir Maharaj. Yudhishthir Maharaj was performing a yagya, a sacrifice, and Yudhishthir Maharaj's main interest was to receive association of Lord Krishna and receive mercy of Lord Krishna. That's why he invited Lord Krishna to Rajasuya Yagya. And Lord Krishna accepted his invitation. He came to Rajasuya Yagya, and when yagya was performed, Maharaj Yudhishthir raised a question that who shall we perform worship first. There were many demigods also, and Sahadev, the youngest Pandava, suggested that Lord Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Let's worship Him. Let's begin worshipping Him. So everyone agreed, and they started worshipping Lord Krishna first. Then Shishupal was also present in Rajasuya Yagya, and he was so envious that he said, "No, this is not right. Lord Krishna doesn't have any qualities. He doesn't follow religious principles." So when people heard, everyone got very, very upset. And Pandavas, they raised their weapon to kill Shishupal. But Lord said, "No, hold on. I'll handle it." So Lord Krishna took out his Sudarshan Chakra and he killed Shishupal. So this is the way Shishupal got liberation, because he was killed by Lord Krishna, and after Lord Krishna killed Shishupal, Shishupal's body was merged into Lord Krishna's body. In this chapter, there are many kathas, and one of the katha belongs to Jai Vijay. And this Jai Vijay story will continue in next chapter, following chapters also. Jai Vijay were doorkeeper at the gate of Vaikuntha. So one time, four Kumaras came to visit Vaikuntha. And Jai Vijay stopped them. The four Kumaras, Jai Vijay thought they are ordinary people. He didn't realize that they were very exalted devotees, four Kumaras. So he asked them not to enter the Vaikuntha gate without Lord's permission. So four Kumaras, they didn't like it. They cursed Jai Vijay that you will fall down and you will go to planet Earth and you will take birth as a demon. So because of this curse, Jai Vijay descended down, and in Satyug they took birth as Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha. Hiranyakashipu is the older brother and Hiranyaksha is the younger brother. Then in Treta Yuga, they got birth as Ravan and Kumbhkaran. And then by the end of Dwapar Yuga, they took birth as Shishupal and Dandavarta. How all this happened? Let's first begin with Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha. Because in this purport, there are two main significant events. First one is Hiranyakashipu, and second one is Prahlad Maharaj. So I'll go in detail of Hiranyakashipu and also of Prahlad Maharaj. In this purport, there's one word which is very significant, which is Achyuta. Achyuta means Lord Krishna, which is infallible or trustworthy. Lord Krishna is very trustworthy, and his devotees are also very trustworthy. If you go to a devotee and if you ask someone, or if you borrow something or give something, you can trust a devotee, like you can trust Lord Krishna. So Hiranyakashipu was born out of Diti and Kashyap Muni. They are married. Diti is the daughter of Daksha, and she is one of the 13 daughters who got married to Kashyap Muni. Daksha gave 13 daughters to Kashyap Muni. And Diti, one evening when she got very agitated for the intercourse, she came to Kashyap Muni. And Kashyap Muni that time was doing his puja, his evening prayers, and he was busy in worshipping Lord Krishna. So at that time, Diti came and expressed her desire to get children. And Kashyap Muni said, this is not a good time because I am worshipping, and evening is not a good time to have any such things and some such inauspicious things. But Titi insisted. She said that, no, I got to have, you are treating my sisters very nicely, but I'm left over, so please fulfill my desire. So when DT when DT insisted, then Kashyap Muni, he fulfilled desire. They went to a secluded places and they had union. So at that time, there was a time very inauspicious. This time where ghosts appear, even Lord Shiva travels on his carrier bull to all the places, and when such things he saw, such things, then he didn't like that. So after the intercourse, then Diti felt very sorry what had happened, and she apologized to her husband Kashyap Muni, and she said, Kashyap Muni, please beg Lord Shiva that nothing inauspicious will happen as a result of the act she performed. So Kashyap Muni himself was very mad, and he said that you will give birth to demons, two demon sons. And so Diti gave birth to Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha. Hiranyakashipu was older because she conceived Hiranyakashipu first, but Hiranyaksha came first when birth was given. So Hiranyakashipu is considered older brother and Hiranyaksha is a younger brother. So in this chapter it's also said that Lord wants to fight. He had a strong fight with Hiranyaksha. It's given in third chapter that when he incarnated as Varaha, that time he had to save Mother Earth from submerging into water. He appeared as a boar, a big boar from the nose of, first a small boar from the nose of Brahmaji, and then he became as big as elephant. So he held the whole earth on his tusk. And that time Hiranyaksha came and he wanted to fight with Lord. And Hiranyaksha told nasty things to Lord Krishna, or Lord Vishnu, and Lord Vishnu didn't like that. He said, come and fight with me. So Hiranyaksha took his mace and he hit Lord Vishnu. Nothing happened to Lord Vishnu. But then he tried to hit again with his trident. His trident was full of fire, and he tried to hit the Lord with trident. And Lord took his Sudarshan Chakra and destroyed that trident. So like that, the fight continued for a long time. Then finally, Lord's mace or gada fell down, and Hiranyaksha thought that this is a great opportunity to kill Lord Vishnu. So he again tried to hit Lord Vishnu with his fist, and this time Lord replied back with a nice blow on his ear, and Hiranyaksha was dead. So when this news came to Hiranyakashipu that his brother Hiranyaksha has been killed by Lord Vishnu, he was very disturbed. He became very unhappy that why my brother has been killed. So he wanted to become immortal. He went to the mountain of Nara and he performed severe austerities for many, many years. His whole body was, he became, the whole body became a skeleton of bones. It was such a strong or severe austerity. And when, after having performed such a nice austerity, fire started coming from his head. And the fire was so big that all the planets became hot. They experienced the heat. So then demigods came to Lord Brahmaji and asked for doing something. And Lord Brahmaji then said, all right, I'll go and take care of this problem. So he came and he took his kamandal, he took sprinkled water on Hiranyakashipu's head, and Hiranyakashipu was, the fire was extinguished by doing so. And then Hiranyakashipu asked for benediction, that he asked for certain conditions that will make him immortal and he will be able to rule all the planets. So while he was doing austerity, Indra came and made his wife Kayadhu prisoner. He thought that Kayadhu was pregnant with Prahlad Maharaj at that time. So because she was a danger for Krishna, I mean the newborn baby, that who may be demon, then Indra got careful and he then arrested Kayadhu, the wife of Hiranyakashipu. And Narad Muni found out about it, and that's what is given in this purport, that Narad Muni came to Lord Indra and he told Lord Indra that Hiranyakashipu's wife is innocent, she has done nothing wrong, she is carrying Prahlad Maharaj in her womb. So Indra then released Kayadhu. And Kayadhu was this way released, and she became a very nice devotee of Lord Narad Muni. In fact, Narad Muni took Kayadhu to her ashram, and at that place, Prahlad Maharaj was raised. So, right from childhood, from very first day when Prahlad Maharaj was in the womb, he got association of Narad Muni. And Narad Muni gave him all the instructions, and that's why he became such a great devotee. So Narad Muni is a great devotee, very exalted devotee. He is the one who gave us the nine processes of devotion. If you look at Srila Prabhupada's books, each and every page will have at least devotional services mentioned. So this 9 processes of devotional services were given by Prahlad Maharaj himself. So we will go into some of these. This is a very nice verse in Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smarnam Padasevanam Archanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakhyam Atma Nivedanam. The Shravanam means hearing. Hearing Lord's name is very important, and it should be done in a way which is pure. Pure in the sense that there should not be, it should be fully, one should be fully focused on taking the name of Lord Krishna, and there shouldn't be any offense, and there should be full sincerity. Then only this name is very effective. I mean, one, people can take name with offense, later on they get purified, but the name should be taken with full purity, full, without any offense. There's a quote from Bhaktivinoda Thakur, which is worth reading. It says, there's no vow like chanting the holy name, no knowledge superior to it, no meditation which comes anywhere near to it, and it gives the highest result. Nothing is as potent or as powerful as the holy name. Chanting is the greatest act of piety. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. The name, this Hare, Lord's name, when is chanted with full purity, it can enable us to cross the material ocean. This ocean, which is very difficult to cross, is, one can only cross material ocean or material existence by sincerely chanting Hari Nam. So in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in Adi 17.21, there's a nice verse, Hare Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Kevalam, Kalo Nasti Eva, Nasti Eva, Nasti Eva, Gati Anyatha. So in this one, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu clearly says that Hari Nam, he's taking three times, Hari Nam, Hari Nam, Hari Nam. In this Kali Yuga, if one takes Hari Nam, then only one can cross the material existence. And this Hari Nam should be taken with full humility. After becoming humble like grass, and after becoming tolerant like a tree. So when we attain in that position, then our chanting becomes very effective. What is the result of chanting very sincerely? One becomes transcendentally situated. There's a nice verse, Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atma Na Shochati Na Kankshati Samesh Sarveshu Bhuteshu Mad Bhaktim Lavte Param. So, in this verse, it is from the Gita, Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna is saying that one who is transcendentally situated is very happy. He doesn't lament. He doesn't feel sorry for anything. And when he reaches that stage, then he sees all the living entities with same vision. He treats them very nicely, all the living entities. And when one reaches that stage, he becomes very blissful. So if you want to become very blissful, then we have to chant very sincerely and without any offense. Then there are other elements of ninth process of devotional services, like smarnam, remembering the Lord all the time. Pad sevanam. Lakshmi ji served the lotus feet of Lord all the time. So we can think of lotus feet of Lord Krishna or deities all the time. Archanam, offering prayers. Dasyam, become the servant of Lord Krishna. Sakhyam, become like a friend, or develop the intense love for Lord Krishna, and completely surrendering. Atmanivedanam. That's a process of nine process of devotional services given by Prahlad Maharaj. Dasyam is very important. We are all servant of Lord Krishna. One time, Srila Prabhupada, he was in New York. At that time, one devotee came and asked Srila Prabhupada, that Prabhupada, I want to take initiation. So he was fairly young boy. Srila Prabhupada didn't know him very well. So Srila Prabhupada said that, I will ask two questions of you. If you answer correctly, then I will give you initiation. So the first question Srila Prabhupada asked of this boy was that, who is Lord Krishna? And this fellow replied, Lord Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So then the next question Srila Prabhupada asked, who are you? And this boy replied, I am the servant of Lord Krishna. So we are all servant of Lord Krishna. We should all engage in his devotional services all the time, and then we can go back to Godhead. In fact, Krishna wants all of us to go back to Godhead. So Krishna wants all of us to go back to Godhead. He wants us that we serve him in Vaikuntha or Goloka Vrindavan like we are serving him here. He wants that we should always engross his in remembering him. So all the process of devotional services, if we rub them, or one of them, or some of them, then we can go back to Godhead.